News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A recent study shows only a third of parents are reading bedtime stories to their kids. Two-thirds of them opting to give the kid a tablet to look at before going to sleep. So has screen time replaced a really important interaction between parents and kids? Joanna Fortune, psychotherapist and author of 15-Minute Parenting, joins us now. Joanna, are you shocked by this?
I'm not shocked, but I think it is worrying, Shane, to be honest. I think that, you know, when we look at busy working parents outside of the home, and this study is it's recent and it's really informative, but back in 2012, there was a much smaller scale study done with specifically Irish parents who work outside of home. And at that time, it was showing that as high as 60% of parents were saying they're too tired to read a bedtime story at the end of the working day. And it's in part where my 15-minute parenting comes from, is that's possibly the most common phrase I heard from parents I work with, is by the time we get home and do childcare pickup and get dinner on the table, we're lucky if there's 15 minutes before bed. People are time poor. So I think it is really worrying, but we've got to look at it in a more solution focused way rather than bashing busy, tired parents over the head with yet another thing they're getting wrong.
How bad is it to give your kids screen time before going to sleep?
Well, there's really there's a huge amount of risks, and it's so counterproductive, actually, because in the short term, you're getting this quick fix of they're pacified, they're quiet, you have time to go and do something else. But actually, that kind of screen digital stimulus as they're trying to go to sleep is going to interrupt their sleep patterns. It's going to affect how they move through their REM cycles. It's going to affect the quality of sleep. In fact, all of us, adults included, should not be on screen-based devices for an hour before we go to sleep because of the effect that the white light has on us.
I'd say not
so
a lot of us keep to that.
For children's brains, it's even more.
And how important is the bedtime story?
I think if you do nothing else with your child on a Monday to Friday but the bedtime story, good enough is good enough. In a bedtime story, you are coming down to their level, you are sitting with them, there's an intimacy, there's a connection, and honestly, there is a little bunny, bear or rabbit out there having every life crisis known to child. So it's a great way of getting your parental agenda across, where if there's house move, new babies coming, any kind of disruption to typical family life, you can get a storybook that's covering that theme and really affect that while you're doing this lovely connection with your child in this wind down. I think it's vital, and I think it's always something I would say to parents, never use a bedtime story as a reward or an incentive for behaviour. It should simply be part of your everyday bedtime routine.
Up to what age, by the way?
Oh, as long as you can. I think usually when they hit around 9, many children, they want to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine and to be encouraged too. So you might do a little brief story. And at that age, I would be saying to parents, if they want to read their own book, maybe spend kind of 5-10 minutes at that stage telling them a story about family, about when you were little, about a book you used to like to read, about when they were born. Use narrative rather than reading, because actually children thrive and develop all kinds of really important social skills when they know more about the families from which they come.
Makes sense.
So actually telling them stories about families is really important. So keep that piece up as long as you can.
Okay, Joanna Fortune, psychotherapist and author of 15-Minute Parenting. Thanks indeed for talking to us.